This is Dr. Jeff. I am so glad you have tuned in to Israel Today podcast. My heart's passion is Israel and teaching people about Scripture from a Jewish perspective. My prayer is that you fall in love with God's Word and blossom as a believer as together we delve into the mysteries of Holy Scripture. So now, let's begin our journey. Well, this morning, we're going to be talking principally to believers. If you have trusted in the Lord Jesus, you are a believer. So we're going to talk to you this morning. When you follow Jesus, just to give you a heads up, challenges will come. Tests will come. Trials will come, deep waters will come. It's just the way of it. Jesus said, count the cost. If you want to follow me, count the cost. And it may cost you something. There seemingly are always obstacles, aren't there? I mean, there's always something that's ahead of you. And you go, oh man, how did that happen? What, oh, you know. The stories that we find in Scripture defined the Jewish people, who they are, what they believe. These stories also define believers in Jesus. These magnificent narratives bring hope. Now, there is a story of Israel facing the Red Sea. Slide, please. 400 years, imagine, four centuries of slavery, God seemingly silent, and the people of God are crying out, where are you? Why are we experiencing this? Then came the first prophet, Moses, and he came with the message of the blood of the Lamb. The Passover unfolded. They put the blood around the doors. The next day, the Exodus happened. And about a week and a half to 2 weeks later, they come up against the Red Sea. They camp there for about a week. Now imagine, the scripture says 600,000 men in Exodus 12. This is approximately 2.5 million people, if you count the women and children in the narrative. Now, the most powerful army at that time in the world is now after them. Pharaoh let the Israelites go, and oh my, it just took just a week and a half, and they said, what did we do? We got to go back and get them. The Jewish people were feeling quite free at this point and empowered for these 2 weeks. Now they are feeling defeated and frightened. Has that ever happened to you? Where, my goodness, for a week it's been good, we're victorious, we're free. And now the army is after us. Now, Moses responds to the people in Exodus 14. He said this to them, do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation. Now, the Hebrew word salvation is Yeshua, Jesus. What Moses said to the people, stand by and see Jesus, see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you while you, and this is difficult, Texans, keep silent. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. Now, The sea was divided. Can you imagine? 2.5 million people negotiated this divided sea, as the water seemed to be like walls on both sides. And I have wondered if fish would peer through there somehow. I'm not sure. Have a net. But with this story, we are reminded of other deep water obstacles like the worldwide flood, how frightening that must have been for Noah and his family. You say, well, he was in the ark. I'm telling you, there was fear there. The flooded Jordan River, holding back Israel from crossing into the promised land. What to do? And then the stormy Galilee that caused the seasoned fishermen to fear. When believers face deep waters, God shows up. In fact, he's always present, isn't he? But he shows up and he provides a way forward. The Israelites did cross the Red Sea, and they did cross the Jordan River. And Noah's family was rescued, and Jesus did calm the storm. Oh, stories like these help us to grow bold in our faith, don't they? Listen. Whatever situation you may find yourself in, whether stress or fear or uncertainty, anxiety, whatever it is, God will provide. He will give you the strength somehow to move forward. Just as the Spirit of God was hovering over the troubled waters of creation and brought order into the universe, so it will be with you, believer. The Holy Spirit will bring order to your universe. He will provide a way, an answer. He will bring order to your life and clarity. Now, sometimes that seems like a long time before you understand, but it does come. Now, what is our part? Our part, and we have a very important part, we go forward. There is no retreating. There is no quitting here. How do we do this? How do we go forward? How do we not retreat? How do we not quit? Isaiah 41 tells us. He says, "For I am the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the unspeakable name. I am the Lord, your God, Elohim, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Every time I read this verse, I think of Peter. Next slide, please. Every time I hear this verse, I think of this story, and I tell this story again and again, and it doesn't get old, at least for me, it doesn't get old. You know the story. The storm came. The disciples were in the boat. They saw Jesus walking on the water. They thought he was a ghost. They were freaking out. They were hiding inside the boat. And Peter, you gotta love Peter, had the chutzpah to get out of the boat. And he started to walk on the water. Now, he looked at the waves. He freaked out. Who wouldn't? And he sank. And you know the story. Often in sermons of this, you hear, "Oh, ye of little faith," emphasized, but that's not the point. The point is that Jesus reached out his hand, his right hand, and grabbed Peter's hand and says, "Come up here, buddy. Stand on this water with me." "Yes, Lord." And they both walked back on the water to get back into the boat. And as I always say, I would have loved to have heard that conversation. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are days we do this better. I don't know about you. What if you have a day during a time of struggle, a time of testing, a time of deep waters? What if we make poor decisions and hit the wall? What if you mess up? Well, listen to the words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, Lamentations 3. He said, "Remember my affliction and my wandering, Lord. Please remember. Surely my soul remembers." Remembers what, Jeremiah? "This I recall to mind, and therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness," it's the Hebrew word chesed, for mercies. "The Lord's mercies, his kindness, indeed never, never, never stop. They never cease. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him." Every morning, the sun comes up, and you and I get to have a do-over. You get to do it again. Let's say you messed up yesterday. Well, you have a chance to do it better today. This is what Jeremiah is saying. You've heard me talk to you about three sisters if you came to our conference a few months back. There were three widow ladies who were sisters, the Grimm sisters, and I shared with you a story how I went to the hospital. The eldest was ill and was passing away. We had prayer with her. But the stories they shared with me are more than even that of praying with the eldest sister that day. These ladies lived through the Great Depression. They lived through World War II. They had hardships. And they would share with me, and I was young in the ministry, they would share with me what they would do, how they would negotiate and maneuver through these very difficult times. They told me how they had to learn as young ladies to can food and to put it in their cellar. They even shared a story with me of warming up a brick, wrapping a blanket around the brick, putting it in the infant's seat, the place where the baby was sleeping, to warm the baby's bed. Now, that sounds rather primitive to us, but these ladies learned to improvise, adapt, and overcome. One of the cities we minister in Israel is a town called Sderot. You have to say the word and you kind of got to spit when you say the name, Sderot. This city, according to the captain of the police, is the world's most bombed city without an official declaration of war. Almost 20,000 rockets have been aimed toward this particular city. And in this city, we help we minister to, we bring food for 50 children. When you speak with the children, they are rocking back and forth, the PTSD, they live in a war zone. And the stories they share are just phenomenal. But I asked them, I asked the adults, why do you stay here in a city that borders Gaza, Hamas is in Gaza, and they keep on launching rockets towards you? This was the same city that we were in the first of a three-day barrage of over 400 rockets hitting the city. We were there on the first day, and a rocket knocked our van off the road. We shared that story with you. This is that city. But I asked them, why do you stay here? And they'll say, well, this is our home. This is where my mother, my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, my ancestors, God has given us this land. They say, ultimately, if Hamas destroys, we rebuild. They improvise. They adapt. They overcome. Those of you who were or are in the military, you know those words. Improvise, adapt, and overcome is the unofficial slogan of the Marine Corps. It's a good slogan to have, Christian. Remember our part? To go forward. No retreat, no quitting. Listen to the words of Scripture in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11. Search for the Lord. That means something that you must and I must do. Search for the Lord and his strength. Continually seek him. I'm reminded of the manna that came every morning for the Israelites in the wilderness. They had to open their tent doors, get up, get out, and search for the manna and gather it up and take it home to provide for their family. Here the scripture says, for you and I, we need to search for the Lord and for his strength, continually seek him. This is active. This is something that is proactive that you and I must do. Isaiah reminds us of the challenges and the hope we found within the scripture in Isaiah 43. Listen to the words, read the words with me. It's, O Israel, the one who formed you says, again, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, as we sung this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, he knows your name. Think of that. God knows your name. And his sheep hears his voice and they follow him. God says, you are mine. Wrap your head around that. Wrap your heart around that. God is saying to you and to me, you are mine. When you go through, not if, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When, not if, you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When, not if, you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. In Hebrew, that's Moshiach, your Messiah. Well, you may say, well, Dr. Jeff, I have really messed up. You don't understand my past. You don't understand my life. You don't understand. I'm afraid that God is mad at me. You don't understand. What now? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's another story, you remember? Stories define us, who we are. In the book of Exodus, we find God revealed on Mount Sinai. We learn about the Ten Commandments and the instructions given to Israel about the sacrifices and the tabernacle and all of that, and God makes a covenant with Israel. By the time you get to chapter 32 in Exodus, Israel makes a golden calf. You remember that story? And Moses is up on the mountain. He's been up there for a long time, and the Israelites are acting like pagans. They're acting like hedonists. And God, if you read the narrative, God decides to abandon Israel. Now, there's a theological conundrum. But God decides to abandon Israel. But Moses, the first prophet, succeeds in petitioning God to forgive Israel. While all that was going on, God was saying to Moses, listen, Moses, I will guide you. I will help you. Moses, like Peter, had a lot of chutzpah. Moses asked the Lord, all right, Lord, you're going to help me. Thank you for that. I want to see something. What do you want to see, Moses? I want to see your glory. You talk about guts. What? The Lord said, no, 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 Moses, you don't understand. You cannot. However, the Lord said, you can see my backside, as it were, as I pass by. And we read the narrative and we find that God puts him in the cleft of the rock. There's a beautiful song about that. And he says, I will cover you, next slide, with my hand. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Moses, you can't see my glory. That will kill you. I'm going to put you in a cleft of the rock. I will cover you with my hand. I will walk by you. You can see the tail end, if you will, of my essence, my glory. You want to see my essence, Moses? The Lord described his glory and his essence to Moses. You want to see my glory, Moses? You want to see my essence? You want to see my character? You want to see who I am? Well, here it is, Exodus 34. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed. Look at this. Anytime you see something repeated, there's an emphasis. The Lord, the Lord. This is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the unspeakable name of God. The Lord Elohim, the Lord God. Merciful and gracious. And look at the word long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. We can all say amen to that verse. But look at that word long-suffering. I love this. Oh, you got to love Hebrew. Those of you who study Hebrew, you know this stuff. Listen, look at the word translated long-suffering. In Hebrew, it's two words. Arech af. Arech af. Listen, you ready for this, congregation? It literally means long nose. It's true. Af or nose, nostrils is associated with the face. The idea here, I am merciful, gracious, I have a long nose, abounding in goodness and truth. When a person gets mad. Have you ever been in the presence of someone who's gotten angry? Maybe you have gotten angry. Ever look in the mirror when you get angry? Your nostrils flare. You ever meet someone like that? Just run. Just run. But the flaring of the nostrils, that means I'm angry. Get away from me. I'm going to hurt you. God is saying, you want to see my essence? You want to see my character? Moses, I have a long nose. In other words, listen, Christian, believer, listen. It takes me, God is saying, a very long time to flare my nostrils. Thus, as some translations have it, I am slow to anger. Aren't you glad? Oh man, aren't you glad for that? I am long-suffering. I am slow to anger. I don't get mad quickly. I don't flare my nostrils. I have a long nose, Moses. Once Moses heard those words of that mysterious revelation of God's essence that was made clear to him, we read in that narrative, chapter 34, that Moses bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Oh, God is a merciful God. He is slow to anger, slow to wrath. Jesus hanging on the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Believer, it doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter how far off course you have gone. Doesn't matter what you have done or haven't done. God has a long nose. He is slow to anger. He is long-suffering. He will give you another chance. For the Israelites, who acted like a bunch of pagans, hedonists, they found mercy, grace, and forgiveness, and the covenant was renewed. They got to have a do-over. Similarly, next slide, please. Like the father of the prodigal son. Again, another story. You remember, stories define us. The father of the prodigal son showed amazing compassion and forgiveness. We sung about the glory, the essence of the Lord running after you. Well, the father ran toward his son who had ruined his life with sin. And he ran to him. He embraced him and kissed him as he returned back home to the father. So the Lord also will have compassion on you and me, and forgive you and me, and run toward you and me, and embrace you and me, and kiss you and me as we return back home to him. Oh, let's look at the points to ponder. Bible narratives define us as believers. So read the stories. Read the stories. Stories like these help us grow bold in our faith. And when confronted with deep waters, the challenges, the tests, all the obstacles, all the things that are thrown at you and me, do not fear. See Jesus in the situation. See the salvation of the Lord, Moses told the Israelites. See the Jesus in the situation. He will fight for you and me. Keep silent. Go forward. Go forward. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. And the Holy Spirit will help you do just that. Number four, when you make terrible decisions, remember, when you hit the wall, when you do that stupid thing you know you shouldn't do, God has a long nose. He's slow to anger. Remember that. However, there is our part, which you find in the next one, number five. When we repent, you turn around, you change your mind, you go the right way instead of the wrong way. You are repenting and you go back home. And you go back home to our Father. He will show compassion and mercy and forgive you and me and embrace you and me. Oh, believer, we rejoice in this truth. Show me your essence. Moses, I'm slow to anger. I'm full of grace and mercy and compassion, and I will forgive. Praise be to God for this truth. Well, as you know, we feed kids and Holocaust survivors, and just to remind us here this morning, next slide, please. We minister to Holocaust survivors, next slide, to children with educational material, Bible-related, and meals. And this is the next slide. They are thanking me, the little children. That's so humbling. If you've ever been in a situation like that, to see the children come around and just give you a big old hug, it's moving. Next slide. I think that's the last slide. No? Okay. Right there. Let's go back to the last one, please. Yeah. Listen. Believer, whatever you face or are facing or will face, you hold on to this truth. If you remember nothing else, God has a long nose and he is slow to anger. And in that, believer, praise him as Moses did. He bowed down and worshiped him. So worship him. Worship him and thank him. All right, we'll close here. Thank you for listening today. We feed children, Holocaust survivors, and families in Israel. If God touches your heart to help us feed the children and survivors, you can send your gift to ITM P.O. Box 150288, Arlington, Texas 76015, or you can go to our website, IsraelTodayMinistries.org, and click on the donate button, or you can simply call us at 817-468-4441. And finally, you can contact me at itmdrjeff@gmail.com. Beloved, your gifts do have eternal significance. And always remember, time is short, life is precious, and Jesus is coming soon. And until he comes, we are together under his wings. Shalom and blessings. Sacred.